Hello and welcome to Hicksville, the day after Easter Monday. I did so want to wear a frock. To our French listeners, a frock is the kind of dress our mothers wore to tea parties in the genteel 1940s and 50s, but it's a bit too cold, so it's jeans and jumper. Well, although it's been a bit quiet on the southwestern front as far as events were concerned over the last months, my golly, it's 0-60 full steam ahead starting today. So here we go. On the 14th, 15th and 16th, Florence is having its carnival after a gap of 4 years. Not Mardi Gras, because obviously that was gone a few months ago. No, this is Florence's own, and judging by the poster for the event, it's the real deal. All the local volunteers have been up all night stitching away at their magical creations for the giant floats that will parade the streets throughout the weekend. If you do need to do some shopping in Florence this week, I advise you to do it today or tomorrow, because the streets will largely be blocked off. I must say, the poster is very striking. It shows a sinister white face, its eyes hidden behind a mask, a heart in the middle of its forehead, its lips dark blue, and a peacock wound around its neck, the tail making a splendid headdress. The event kicks off on Friday at 6 with the handing over of the keys. This is related to St. Peter being handed the keys of heaven, an act that was immortalized on canvas by Pietro Perugino, which I'm sure you knew. That happens at the Salle des Lois Gastin. After that, the carnival committee is offering everyone an aperitif to put everyone in the mood. And then basically it's party time all over the weekend, with a show at 10 featuring the voice of Michel Sardou. There'll be food and drink all evening, and gendarmes standing by to make sure everybody stays standing. On Saturday evening at 9:30, an evening procession of the floats around the town with a lot of bandas making noise. A second procession happens at 3:30 on the Sunday, and then there's live music from Les Jumeaux, the twins, at 5:30. So, if you're the kind of person who likes noise and good cheer, then this is the event for you. To find out more, call 068-028-2509, 068-028-2509 for further details. However, if carnival is not your thing, there are plenty of other things going on this next weekend. On the 14th at Tibosque, they're having a belote match at the Salle de Fête at 8:30. Entry fee €12. Some of you may already know the game, which to my mind resembles whist and bridge, although it has its very own set of rules, playing with the 32-card deck for starters. It's a game that is largely unknown in the UK, but is popular in, wait for it, Armenia, Bulgaria, Croatia, Cyprus, Georgia, Greece, Luxembourg, Moldova, North Macedonia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and, would you believe it, Saudi Arabia. Who knew? Moving on to the 15th, to the little town of Urdance, where at 3:30 they're holding a spring concert in their Salle de Fête, and later on, not far away, a concert at the Cathedral of Lectoor is celebrating the 50th anniversary of the choir of Saint-Jean. The last seven words of Our Lord on the Cross, composed by César Franck, is a haunting, beautiful work that really displays the voices. And that starts at 9:30, and I urge you to go. On the Sunday, the 16th at 4, at the Salle de la Comédie in Lectoor, they're holding another spring concert. So I end with an event that has nothing to do with music, but it always appeals, and it's so wonderfully French. Un vide-grenier, vide-garage for all the motorheads among you. It's all day from 8 to 6 on the 16th at Saison. There will be vintage cars on display and refreshments, of course. And if you have things you want to flog, you have to register today, the 12th, by sending a quick email to automoto, collection all one word, 32, at orange.fr. So there you have it. Carnival, concerts and cars. Have a great week.